Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, you've been hearing a lot and in our series about Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, but you might be so confused with some of the terminology because there is a lot of it and it can be quite dizzying. My guest today, Marianne Eterno, President of Government Relations for Guaranty Trust Life Insurance. So, Marianne, how do we decipher some of this terminology? Is it just about listening to our segments together to figure it out, or what are people supposed to do?
Oh, absolutely, Melanie. If they listen to us, then that's it. That's all they need.
That is all
that,
they need.
That and the website. No, you know what? There is. There's a lot out there, but there are some terms that are just really important. If your listeners get basically three terms down, or four terms actually, that will help immensely. Premium, deductible, coinsurance, and out-of-pocket maximum. Those are the things they need to know to figure out what they can afford going forward.
Okay, so let's start with premiums. What are they?
Premium is what you pay every month for your insurance. It could be a little, it could be a lot, but if you don't pay it, you lose your insurance. So that's a given. If you have insurance, you pay a premium.
And that's your monthly bill that you're going to get,
yes,
or your employer takes off of your paycheck, or whatever it is, but that's what you pay every month for your health insurance.
Absolutely. Whether you use your insurance or not, you still pay your premium.
Okay, and that's pretty much the case with any type of insurance. You pay a premium,
yep,
whether you, yep, use it or not.
Yep, absolutely.
So deductibles, what are those? What are those?
Oh, God, those are big, scary numbers under Obamacare that you have to pay before your insurance company is going to pay for anything. So a deductible can be a zero, although we don't see that very much anymore, or in very many cases with plans through the exchanges, deductibles are as much as $7,000 to $13,000,
wow,
per person. And that's the amount of money you will pay adding up until your insurance company starts to pay something. And so that starts, and those are calendar year figures. So January 1st, the number resets back to zero. And everything you pay for your health care, not including your premiums, unfortunately, but every doctor visit or prescription, all those amounts start to add up and contribute towards your deductible. And I will tell you, it's really sort of a surprise to a lot of people. The lesser expensive plans on the exchanges have the highest deductibles. So a person might not pay very much in premium every month, but they're going to have to pay a lot out of their pocket before their insurance coverage will start to contribute anything. Whereas some of the more expensive plans might cost more per month, but the deductibles are much less, sometimes half as much as the cheaper plan. So it's really something to look at if people are concerned about budgeting.
So, Marianne, let's be clear, though, well visits and doctor visits that are included in on preventive medicine do not go toward that deductible. Those are generally,
right,
covered at the outset by your insurance company.
Yes, usually one or two, depending on the plan, well visits per year. But that a well visit is very strictly defined as a preventive visit. If a doctor does anything else in that visit that is not considered a well visit, that can throw everything off, and a person will find themselves with a bill that they didn't expect. So be
and
very
that can
careful.
Be confusing. You have to be careful, and when you just go in for office visits for a sore throat or something, that is not considered a well visit. We're going to talk about that in a second, but certain other preventive services are now covered, like colonoscopy, mammogram,
right,
pap smear. These things do not go towards your deductible, even though some of them are quite expensive procedures.
Right, exactly. They won't cost you anything, and they don't count towards your deductible.
Well,
but
hopefully
make sure it's for a well visit. Don't go in. If you go in and say, I'm here for my physical, but I also have a sore throat, save that sore throat for a separate visit. Otherwise, your well visit's going to cost you money.
Yeah, and then certainly is all involved in the coding process as well, because we'll get into that in another segment. But let's talk about coinsurance, because this is not something that people definitely understand. Some copays could be $10, some could be $100. What is a copay, and how does that figure into the picture?
Well, there's two different things there. There's coinsurance and there are co-pays, and they're different. Coinsurance is a percentage amount, and a co-pay is a dollar figure. So an insurance plan might say you have a co-pay of $10 every time you go to your doctor. So every doctor's visit, unless it's your well visit, but any other visit, you have to pay $10 up front. Where coinsurance might say, okay, once we get the bill from your doctor, you're going to have to pay 20% of that bill. So there are two different things. Folks have to be very careful when they're looking at this. Copay is a dollar amount that you pay per visit or service. Coinsurance is a percentage of the bill that you will have to pay. A coinsurance is very often more expensive than a copay.
See, you just cleared that up for me as I messed that up as well. It is very confusing, coinsurance and copay, and copay is the dollar amount and coinsurance being the percentage of the bill. Now, there's also the terms out-of-pocket maximums. People hear that and then they say, well, isn't that the same as my deductible? But it's not.
No. Oh, no. It's the out-of-pocket maximum, or you will hear people call it the OOP because it's OOP. I like to call it the oops, nobody told me it was going to be that much money. That is the total amount your family, if it's just you, then it's the total amount you're going to pay. If it's a family coverage, it's the total amount everybody will pay, and that includes deductibles, coinsurance, and or co-pays before your insurance pays 100% and you don't have to pay anything anymore. It doesn't include premiums. The premiums still get paid every month. But that out-of-pocket maximum is the number you have to hit before your insurance pays 100% of everything and you don't have to pay. And in some cases, it's a lot of money. For the bronze and silver plans in the exchanges, the out-of-pocket maximum is very often the same as the deductible amount, so it gets confusing for folks. But that's usually like $12,000, $13,000. For other plans, it's maybe twice the deductible or half the deductible. It really varies, but it's always going to be a bigger number than you expect. So if you expect to have a lot of care in a year, if you have chronic conditions, if you take a lot of medications, you might want to look for a plan that has a lower out-of-pocket maximum so that you are not paying and paying and paying until your until your insurance starts to pay anything.
Okay, so when we hear about co-ops, and we don't have much time, Marianne. You know these go so quickly. We've been hearing a lot of media coverage about Obamacare co-ops closing. What are they, and why have so many of them shut down?
Co-ops.
We only have like a minute and a half.
Okay, co-ops are insurance plans that were offered through the exchanges in 23 states. And I will tell you, over 100,000 people are losing their coverage because these plans have gone out of business for this year. Half of them have already gone out of business. That's because they didn't realize how much it was going to cost to be in the game. They were usually charging the least expensive premiums in the area. They got the most people, the most sick people, and within a year or two, they couldn't pay their claims. So don't always look for the least expensive insurance. It might not be there the next year. That's the lesson from co-ops.
Okay, and what are narrow networks in the last 30, 45 seconds here?
A network is the list of doctors you get to go see on your plan. Everybody's talking about narrow networks these days. They're a very small list of doctors. Look very carefully on the websites for your insurance companies and on healthcare.gov to see if your doctor is there. More and more networks are cutting out big chunks of doctors and hospitals.
Well, that is so succinctly put. We talked premiums and deductibles, coinsurance, copays, out-of-pocket maximums, narrow networks, and co-ops. And in this series with Marianne, we're going to get to as much of the terminology and information as you need to understand this confusing world of health insurance. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.